When I saw the email, I suggested on April Fool's Day, but no, this is way too ugly for April Fool's.
I wish I was that smart. I would. I didn't even think of it.
Let's yeah, that would have been a nice way out if you just said April Fool's. I'd just laugh and hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, do we have Oregon on the phone? Idaho? U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service?
Yep, Dave's on.
BPA? No, that's a surprise. We'll give him another minute. Colville Tribe?
This is Sherry. I'm here.
Thank you. Umatilla, Critfic. Tom, are you on?
Yep.
Nez Pierce? No. Who do we have from RCC?
Deb Baus.
Lisa Reichner.
Sarah Van Dyke's on the line.
Oh, thank you.
Notorious EBD.
Okay, who do we have? From the Dells. Bob, are you on? Not yet. Okay, do we have anyone else from Portland District?
Yes.
Hey, this is Andy Trailer.
Okay, I had Andy and who else?
Natalie.
And anybody from division? Okay, and anyone else that I missed?
This is Ed Meyer, NOAA Fisheries.
Oh, Ed, okay.
Jay Hussey, Nez Perce.
Okay. Okay, and Cordy, did you join us yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Do you have anyone with you?
Nope.
Okay. And one more chance for BPA. Anybody?
No, I'm here now.
Okay, there you are. Okay, well, thank you for calling in. Again, another short notice FPOM call, but of course, it's April 1st, so we wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of this update, and there will be an MFR being sent out for the admin record that anybody can comment on, send comments to me, or especially people who were not able to make this phone call and want to have their input included. But anyways, I'm going to turn it over to Bob in 1 second. We are just interested in updating everybody on the current situation at the Dalles. And I believe that Bob sent out these fish numbers for anybody who's near their computer. Fish numbers were sent out, so you can look for that on your email.
Yeah, thanks. That showed up 2 minutes ago, so yes.
Okay, perfect.
I don't have my access to that. Can you give me a brief summary?
Okay, yes. When we get there, we will give you a brief summary.
Okay.
Okay, so Bob, I'll turn it over to you to give the update.
Okay, so Last week we were, as most of you probably know, in operation with the North Fish Ladder in full operation and with the East Fishway with only the AWS running. Yesterday morning it was discovered, the operators were required to inspect all the AWS every day to make sure we're not running into any problems down the valve room. And turns out we were having problems in the 7-foot valve room. It was completely flooded up the manhole, which means that all the electrical components are submerged. So they shut everything down. They shut the AWS down, closed the 10-foot valve, and then we went to spill for attraction to the north like we were doing before, 15K spill. Today they were able to pump out all the valve room to get a closer look, and it is most likely that the electrical components are shot. We are in the process of determining if we can safely manually operate the system, and there's a decent chance that we will go for that tomorrow. So right now we're sitting with no attraction flow to the East Fish Ladder.
How far are we from having the fish turbines back?
That is anywhere from 1 to, well, April 10th. We're also pushing real hard to get something flowing there as soon as possible, and there's a possibility of getting something going tomorrow, but there are many variables in that. So the latest from District PDT was that we were looking at a 6-day delay. The commissioning that they did last week turned up some problems. So that is.
Hey Bob, when you pull a manhole cover off, how deep is the room? You said the water was up to the manhole cover. So how deep was the water?
You know, it's probably 12, 13 feet deep.
Oh my God. Okay, thank you. That's enough.
So that is where we're at right now. They're trying to assess everything and see what we can get going as soon as possible. So we're pushing real hard on both the fishing breakers and the AWS just to get something back. Everybody fully understands the urgency of the situation.
Is there any chance of doing your idea of just doing one at a time on the turbines?
No.
Would that help any?
No. They are looking at the different variations of that, and but no, as far as just focusing on one and then doing the other one later, no, it's a unison thing. They have to do both.
Okay.
So that is.
So what are the fish counts like? Looked like they were starting to move. I looked on Dart last night. Looked like they're starting to move past Bonneville anyway.
Yeah, and we're seeing some. I'm just reviewing them right now myself. Looks like when we had the AWS open last week, we were getting between 11 and 19. Well, I guess that's not total. So about 11 to 19 clip steelhead, 12 to 19 unclipped steelhead. And we've only had like 3 Chinook since the AWS was open, and that's on the East Ladder.
And so is anything going over the North Ladder, or is that like all of them all together?
The North?
No, that's just East Ladder.
Yeah, that's just East, East Ladder. The North is single digits.
But when you have the spill on, it did show an improvement. It's still not good.
Right.
And I can't believe we're in April 1st and this is where we're at. I told Aaron an awesome April Fool's joke. I wish it was, but
yeah.
The joke's
yeah.
on us.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, long and short is, I think you keep spilling on the north. You get going as fast as you can and you can with the other stuff, and let us know when you think you're going to get the AWS open. I mean, what else can we do?
Yeah, it sounds like, I agree, that's pretty much it. I mean, we're doing what we can now, so. Other than hiring somebody to come in and exercise that AWS system, I don't know, that thing is just cursed. Is there any speculation of what happened? Is this like another aspect of valve failure?
It is. I believe it's the same as that we had before, where there was a vent in that valve room, in the 7-foot valve room, that was pushing out some water.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure, it wasn't pushing out that much. It was just intermittent before, so I'm not sure what occurred to make it fill that room completely. Because the operators are checking it every day, so I'd be surprised in a full day that it could fill that room. But maybe.
Have you guys also thought of putting basically take one of your fishway sump pumps, just put it down there, and so you can at least, if you do start seeing a leak, you can at least try to keep up with it?
Well, we did have a sump in there that was supposed to do that, and we operations put in like some kind of sensor or something on it, but apparently that didn't work well.
Sounds like you might want to be.
So you did have a sensor in there, and it didn't notify anybody. Well, it didn't work.
Well, it was supposed to sense the water and then pump it out.
Oh, okay, but there's no alarm for a water alarm for it. The water reaches 3 feet, it goes off or something like that.
No, this is something we requested and was denied in the design.
Oh, and denied? Oh, good.
Yep.
I wish that was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Oh, can you guys jerry-rig something else up there and something like that, just so if we do get the AWS running, you can at least keep it running?
You mean as far as are we still talking sensor?
Sensor and a manual operation. I mean, if you've got a leak in there, you need to know what's going on if you can't visually monitor it. And then if you operate it manually, how do you know what's going on?
I guess the question is, I'm assuming they're not going to, if that thing leaks, they're not going to let you use the AWS. Or if it, like, floods the room out again, they're, even in manual, they probably won't let you play with the AWS, I'm guessing, or will they?
We don't know that yet.
Okay.
They still need to assess what happened and then all the damage that has occurred. And that is supposed to happen. Let me see, I'm reading the email right now, just stuff is coming in like every minute.
Is the damage confined to the electrical in that in the 7-foot valve room, Bob? Or
yeah.
Was it likely spread?
Yeah, they said that the gearboxes for the valve are sealed, so they should not be damaged. This should be just electrical components for it.
Okay.
All the boxes and stuff, 12 foot of water, yeah, that's going to leak in. Anything pretty much so.
Yeah. I mean, all electrical components were not designed to be in water.
Imagine that. Okay, so the gear boxes, there's no oil leak that you have to deal with inside the room?
That hasn't been confirmed yet. Oh, oil leak into the water?
Okay.
No, not that we know of.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll wait with bated breath to hopefully hear something positive out of this ugly situation.
Yep.
Yeah, Corey,
I've been waiting for that too for quite a while.
Yeah.
Corey, hey, but I think you might go back to Moab. Things were better when you weren't around.
I totally agree.
So long and short, we'll keep spilling. You guys are going to try to get the AWS in manual mode maybe day or so from now?
Yes, that's our goal. But now they have the Kiewit is coming out tomorrow. Contractors are coming out tomorrow to do an assessment on everything to make sure we're good to go. And then we will try to move forward with a manual operation from there if everything goes well.
Okay. Okay. So the room is pumped dry at this point in time, and you have access to it.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I guess the good news is the Chinook appear to be kind of late this year, so we got a little bit of slack, but
yeah,
not much.
Yeah.
Not much. No. Yeah. Would you emphasize that to the operations guys that it's very imperative that we get this done as soon as possible?
Yeah. Oh, they know. I mean, our crew out here knows very well how urgent this is, and like I mentioned in an email a couple weeks ago, all the project staff has been going way above and beyond what their job duties are just to make this happen. They've been doing a lot of overtime and weekend work. Our electrical engineer has been deeply involved with this, trying to make things happen faster. And all of our mechanics have been very involved. I mean, it's pretty.
Yeah, we appreciate
our project.
We still need sleep to get by.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to discount their efforts, but it's still important.
Absolutely. Yep. And they totally understand it. It's just we've been dealt a pretty rough hand, and so they're. They're doing what they can.
No doubt
about that, Bob. So yeah, please do convey that message to them that we appreciate their efforts. We realize it's a real challenge, and we need it yesterday. Unfortunately, we do, and everybody knows that.
Yep, we'll do.
And then, Bob, at FPOM, you suggested that your guys on site had suggested that they might be able to speed up the fish breaker work if they didn't have the double line redundancy. Is that still something we can maybe do? Because if we can get the fish units back online, that solves all this problem. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, that suggestion that we had to get it to happen earlier, it wasn't our call. It was our suggestion, and
I'm saying that since things are going so swimmingly at the Dalles, we might want to make the suggestion again and say, hey, we're way behind the eight ball here. This is start of spill season is days away, and we have neither system operating. We have no track east. I mean, maybe saying like we're in a much more dire situation than we were when we made this request 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't even know if that would apply at this stage in the game anymore. If that idea
too late.
I'll bring it up.
It's worth a shot. I mean, I'm struggling to think of anything we can do other than. Hope that the Chinook are keep being slow and that you guys get fast. I don't know.
Yeah.
No more this repair
things at once.
Does the repair effort on the AWS take away from the efforts to get the fish turbines back up?
No. No, it's separate.
Okay, so it seems like we are going to keep our plan of spilling while we have no AWS, and we're going to try to get the AWS in manual mode. We'll also try to use the fish unit breakers, the fish units when we can during this commissioning, and that looks like about it.
What's our spill period right now? What have we got that set up?
So that's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 15K CFS out of the three bays, 1, 7, and 8.
What time frame again?
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And the units 1, 3, 7, and 8?
1, 7, and 8, three bays.
1, 7, 8, okay.
You might send the bill to Kiewit.
Yes, of course. We would like to.
Yeah.
But
write it off against their bill when you pay them. This incurred. Oh, sorry, you get 38 cents. All right. Okay.
Going forward, do Aaron, Bob, do you guys want to try to commit to not a call, but say... an update at the end of the day, email, something like that, to give us any changes, a status changes? Is that something feasible?
Possible. I mean, if something changes.
Yeah,
well,
I guess
if something changes, if there's something worth bringing up to the group, yeah. If there are no changes, no. But if there's something worth noting, you made some progress, found this, found that, that would be, I think, helpful for us to be aware of.
Yeah. I'm thinking that for the rest of today, probably nothing will change.
Mm-hmm.
Because the status that I just gave you came from the PM for the AWS,
sure. For
the fish camp.
Sure.
So I'd expect it to stay the same, but if something dramatically changes, we'll let you know.
Yeah,
okay.
And you said, what? And the fish unit, you're thinking April 10th is kind of a date they're shooting for?
That's correct.
They were, let's see, they had... It was about a 6-day delay in the schedule, but I think that puts it a bit before the 10th, but I'm not sure where it is right now. I've lost track.
I did see on an email from Albert Wright that he said April 10th.
Okay.
That's where I got that date.
I'm not even going to make a comment about how many beers are owed to us on that.
Mm. Yeah.
That's way past their updated schedule.
Yeah, slipped since, January 15 was the original return.
January,
I wasn't going to mention that.
In February, then end of February... And now we're April 10th. Excellent.
Yep.
All right. I guess it's just a reminder of when we want to do this work, we're going to be really much more cautious about doing this kind of stuff in the future, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, well, that looks like about everything we have to discuss then. And again, thank you for calling in on such short notice, but I really did feel like it was critical to give an update where everybody could ask questions. We will, again, send out an MFR for the record. If anybody feels like they want to make comments on it, those will be accepted and put into the MFR. And otherwise, we will still be giving an update probably next week, if we haven't given another one sooner, since this is so critical. But
I'm hoping we're not going to be talking at this at FPOM. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, appreciate pulling the call together, Aaron and Bob, and give us an update. And we just hope for the best, and we appreciate the efforts that all the staff out there on the site are doing, and realize it's going to be a very challenging issue for everybody involved with that.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
This is Jay. Just maybe one more, since I'm not in the routine discussions of FPOM. Are there other options, like Plan C, to be thinking about or planning for now that would allow that ladder operation if you can't get the AWS fixed and if the fish turbines get delayed? The track record right now is not good, and we're about to get the Chinook. So, I'd hate to get to when the Chinook are here and then start thinking about Plan C. So,
well, about all you could do is shut down all the entrances except for one to try to get a little more flow out of it. Isn't that about the only option you got? Because you got no place else to get water from.
Well, that's how we're running now on the. East is we had everything closed except one entrance on the east side of the powerhouse.
Yeah.
6-foot depth.
Yeah, so other than a lot of guys with buckets, I don't know.
Well, maybe if everybody in this group can start thinking about options for Plan C over the next 5 days, and if no later than next Monday have to put some of those on the table. Let's do it. That's a good idea.
Okay. Yep. That's fine. Any last comments? No? Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for calling in. And again, you will see an MFR from us later.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.